Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of Activate Podcast. The name for today's episode is Overcoming Procrastination. Take action now. The purpose of today's episode is to empower listeners to understand why procrastination happens and provide practical strategies to overcome it, so they can take action on their own goals and stay motivated. So, welcome back. I know it's been a while. And as usual, this is your host, Atali. And this week, we're tackling something that we all struggled with at some point. Procrastination. Whether it was putting off work, delaying personal goals, or even avoiding tough decisions, procrastination can always hold us back from reaching our full potential. But don't worry, today we're breaking it down and giving you actionable tips to overcome procrastination and take charge of your goals. Alrighty, let's go. So, what is procrastination and why do we do it? First off, we have to realize that procrastination is, at its core, it's just avoiding, delaying any task and often, you know, replacing them with the less important and more enjoyable activities. Let's say you give yourself a goal. Today, I want to clean my room. Today, I want to take a shower, even though you're supposed to take a shower every day. But let's say you have those two goals. You want to first take a shower, and then after that you want to clean your room, and then you wake up in the morning 6 a.m. you're like, ooh, let me snooze the alarm, let me push on a little bit more. An hour later it's 7 a.m. and you're like, well, you know, it's really bright outside, let me see if I can push it on a little bit longer. But the second snooze, for some reason, the second time you snooze your alarm, it feels like the universe is trying to pay you back. And then you wake up around 10 a.m. The whole morning is already gone by that moment. So you're like, well, what am I going to do now? You just lost at most 4 hours of the morning. So that's an enjoyable activity. So all in all, with those 4 hours that you just lost in the morning, that you replaced with sleep, you could have done something productive. But again, I get it. Sleep is way important. So what are the common reasons for procrastination? The first one is usually fear of failure. Sometimes we're just afraid that we won't do something perfectly, so we put it off. It's overwhelming. You feel like the task is just too big or it's too complicated and it would just be easier to avoid it altogether. There's a lack of motivation. You just don't feel like it's urgent or exciting, you know? Like a project at work, you're like, nah, that's not exciting. You put it off. You're a perfectionist like myself. Yeah, I've probably lost 2 weeks where I could have been making episodes, but life had happened, so I feel like I had to push it back a little bit longer. That's the reason why I chose that today's topic will be procrastination, because I know it very well and I suffer from it a lot of times. So what is the cost of procrastination? It doesn't just delay tasks. It can create stress, lower our confidence, keep us from achieving our goals. Think about it. How often do you feel guilty or anxious because you have put something off? And the longer you wait, the harder it feels to start. I used to always push back on starting photography. I used to like it, really, really like it. But I felt like everybody was doing the same thing. So I was like, what am I going to do, you know? What am I going to do with it, with this? Everybody is doing the same thing as me, so why would I do it? I procrastinated and then pushed it back a little bit longer than I should have. But once I decided to go into it, you know, it's all fun and games, but it only takes one small step, just as the astronaut Neil Armstrong, one small step for humanity, one small step for man, and generally for humanity. So you just take a small step, and then the 99, for some reason, the universe covers it. And if you believe in, if you're a Christian or a Catholic, you take the first step, and then the other 99, Jesus is going to take care of it. But hey, so here's the good news. Procrastination isn't really a permanent habit. It's something we can break with the right mindset and strategies. So, how do we overcome procrastination? First off, you gotta tackle it head on. You have to look at it in the face and be like, today, I'm gonna do this. So, for those who think projects or everything are overwhelming, you break the task into smaller steps. You know, breaking them down makes them smaller, manageable, and it's more achievable. Hence, you can focus on the next step, not really the entire project. Use the 2-minute rule. I read this, you know, like, you know, responding to an email or tidying up your desk. That's usually something that can be done in 2 minutes. Do it immediately. Once you start doing that, then you start figuring out, oh, what's next, you know. Self-imposed deadlines can create a sense of urgency. Hence, if you pair those with prioritizing tasks by importance to stay on track, hence, you should create a sense of urgency. That is, you give yourself a deadline. That deadline is going to help you prioritize, okay, what do I need to achieve before I can move on to the next thing? And in a small, manageable time, manageable task. Eliminate distractions. Procrastination always loves distractions. If you're going in a meeting, turn off the notification. If you're going to start doing on something, turn off. I was about to say turn off the lights, but no. Close the door. Clear workspace. You know, set the specific times for focused work, you know. You always need to eliminate the distractions, because that way then you have enough time to work on your things. And also, you should always reward yourself for the progress you've made. We talked about this in the previous episodes. Celebrate the small wins. That way you stay motivated. Rewards can be as simple as just taking a break, or just even enjoying a favorite snack, or just watching a movie. Reward yourself. I've always also dealt with procrastination. I've delayed taking action on some ideas that I have had because I was just overthinking or just afraid of failing. But my brother told me, start. Don't think. Start. You're going to have enough time to think after you've started. That I can assure you. But if you keep pushing. Let's say usually people when they're about to start a business, some of them always get stuck in the research phase. But you should never stay in the research phase longer than you should. Usually they say read 3 books or read 3 articles on what you're about to work on and then start. After you start, I promise you're going to have enough time to think about the next steps, you know. Because if you stay within the research phase, or if you stay within the thinking phase, you're just creating more and more stress. Once I started using some of these strategies, I noticed how much more confident and productive I felt, because now I already know that I can do it. I just have to break things down into smaller steps and always remember to reward myself. So, why does taking action right now really matter? Remember, the hardest part is often just starting. Once you take the first step, even if it's small, you feel a sense of progress that motivates you to keep going. Action creates momentum, and momentum leads to results. So, as you head into this week, think about one thing you've been putting off. What's the smallest action you can actually take today to move closer to completing it. Start there, and you'll be surprised by what much you can achieve by the end of the week. Next week, we'll be talking into the topic of resilience. How do you stay strong and bounce back when life gets tough? You wouldn't want to miss this one. And I promise, no procrastination. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Activate. Procrastination might feel like a roadblock, but with the right tools and the mindset, you can definitely overcome it and start taking action today. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with a friend who might need a little push. See you next week. Keep activating your best self.